next item is Warren Sumlin, conditional use number 1722, site plan on Burton Avenue.
This is a preliminary site plan for multifamily dwelling structures. The conditional use was approved January 30th of 2007. The commission has granted 2 time extensions. They were also granted an extension by ordinance 2209, which was adopted in August of 2011 at a site zone general residential. I provided each of you with proposed site plans. There are, the applicant submitted 2 options. Option A is a site plan for 2 single-family dwellings on each of the 2 lots. Each lot contains 8,750 square feet. Lot 13 is for 2 24-foot by 49-foot dwellings. And lot 14 is for a 20-by-46-foot dwelling and a 23-by-56-foot dwelling. Each of the lots contains 4 parking spaces. The setbacks meet the minimum requirements of the zoning ordinance. Option B is a site plan for a duplex on each lot. The dimensions of the structure for lot 14 are the same as option A. And the proposed duplex on lot 13 is 27 feet by 48 feet. This option also includes 4 parking spaces. Setbacks meet the requirements of the zoning ordinance. The project will be served by central sewer and water for both projects. Parking is located within the front yard setback, and as you are aware, that's subject to site plan review. In my notes to you, I provided the 7 conditions of approval. Since the conditions originated at the commission's level, you do have the authority, or you may amend them if you choose to do so. If you grant preliminary approval, final could be subject to the office receiving all agency approvals. I provided you copies of both site plans, and since yesterday, we have received 5 letters in opposition to both to amending the conditions.
What's the nature of the opposition? I mean, are they just don't think it's appropriate?
Most of them, well, they.
Just before you read that, keep in mind that this is a site plan review on a conditional use application, so it's not a public hearing. And also keep in mind that we don't typically take testimony at the site plan stage.
All right, so the letters are not asking a question. They're stating an opinion.
Stating that the intent is not what was approved by the conditions of approval. One of them stated that they didn't receive a notice, but as Mr. Robertson just said, it's
the notice period is over. That ship has sailed to some extent. I mean, the fact that unless there's reason to think that it's so much different, you know, which case it would require them to go back through the process again, but.
The biggest difference from the original public hearing proposal was that it was condition of approval that there only be 4 units to be constructed. That stays the same.
Well, there's actually only 3. No, there's 2 on each.
Yeah,
right? 2 on each.
That they shall be in the form of 2 separate buildings for 2 units in each. Let's see where we're going. The 2 buildings shall be designed to resemble single-family dwellings. There was an example given by the commission that this would be a separation of the entrance so that no 2 entrances are on the same side of the building. So thereby it looked like a single family dwelling and not didn't look like a duplex, basically.
So it's the same number of units, same number of families living on this piece of ground, right?
No, that's right. No, I'm just saying that the way it was presented was 1 building, they were gonna design it so that the entrances to the units would be on opposite side or opposite end or whichever.
But the drawing that we saw last week or when this first came to us just recently, 2 weeks ago,
right,
there was 1 main entrance and then a
upstairs
door,
and downstairs.
A door that then went upstairs and a door went in. So
one of the buildings.
Well, that was only on one of them.
That was on, not on all of them, that was on one of them.
Could that be applied, could that be applied here? Because that would have.
If that building were to be one of these four buildings, then you would only have one building on one of the sites and an entry foyer with an entry below and a unit above. So it appeared to be a single family home.
Right.
Mr. Lang.
You understand it? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
It looks like a single family home.
Right.
Because you got one front door that you see from outside.
Okay. I'm okay with that. But I have a question about the, having the two separate residential buildings on the same lot. I'm not aware of us doing that in.
You know, I think what you're looking at on that, it's not a lot different than the single family condominium style thing, whether it's, you know, two buildings on one lot, or you often get, you know, four or five, like the one on Rehoboth Avenue, not the one we just did, but the one across the street. Those are single family condos, so it's, they look like single family houses, but they're all.
Oh, you're talking about the Avenue. It used to be Fillmore project.
So that's the one.
They're single family homes in a cluster arrangement. Those were.
Yeah.
But this option D with the four separated buildings, okay?
It's an option B, or that's A, isn't it, the four separate?
I don't know, what is the?
It says in the bottom, right.
Okay, option A with the four separate buildings. I mean, that's totally different than what we approved. It's not two buildings, two units in one building on each lot. I mean, that's four separate units on four separate buildings. So that's, to me, just me speaking, that's a public hearing if we want to go with that. That's just my opinion. Because that's so different from what we approved that I just think it's just. So option B, I'm trying to understand option B. It looks like in lot 14, we've taken option A and we've hooked them together. And I don't know if there's two entrances or one, but it's basically one building, two units. So that kind of complies, right? And the lot 13, is that also two units? Is that the duplex that we originally envisioned?
There were two lots with two units on each lot. That was the original intent.
Right. So on lot 13, though, they're showing a much smaller footprint, if I'm looking at it right, 27.3 by 48. But it's a duplex. So there's two units in that?
In that building.
With one entrance like it was originally planned.
There's one sidewalk, Shannon Thomas.
Right.
And that's
so actually, that one on lot 13 really complies with the conditional use as we wrote it. And the top one, they're actually, instead of building a unit, they're putting two units they've got together and making it kind of a duplex.
Well, but from the sidewalk on lot 14 on plan B, it looks like there would be two doors.
Yeah. I mean, so that would be, you know, one entrance versus two entrances. You know, that's a matter of discussion of whether, you know, that's such a big change or not.
Well,
I also have just a visual problem, and maybe I'm missing something here, but on the one where the two buildings are put together, the rear yard is the same as on the one where there's a 10-foot gap. Maybe they have that 10. I don't know where that 10 feet came from.
Maybe they have a bigger building they can squeeze.
Because the building sizes are exactly the same. All the dimensions are the same, except somewhere this 10.7-foot gap between the two houses. I don't know where it went.
Well, no, they're not the same. One's 56.
One's 56.
And the other is 25.
Oh, I mean,
no, you're right.
It's the same, you're right.
Yeah, but somehow to that backyard, I mean, that backyard must be bigger.
Oh, that's what it is, the backyard is bigger.
But it says 10.2 feet.
That's wrong, that's just a mistake.
That's just a mistake.
That's just showing, yeah, I think that's.
Oh, that's just showing the setback.
Showing the setback.
Okay, so that one, it meets the setback on that one, they're just, okay. Okay, all right.
I think it's also worth mentioning, gentlemen, that this is also an affordable housing issue. And as everyone knows, Sussex County is extremely supportive of affordable housing and fair housing issues. And we, I also think we need to look at this through that light also. It's still four families, it's still four dwellings. I'm less disturbed by the way they're configured than I would be if they were asking for greater density. It's going to be the same traffic, it's going to be the same impact in my mind, either way you do it. And I think the nature of the way these projects get done, they kind of have to work with what's available to them in order to make it affordable for the folks who want to live in this area. And there are people moving in, moving out. There's some demand for the housing. So I would just suggest to you that should be a part of our thinking here.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I don't think that any of us are certainly not, none of us are opposed to promoting housing that's affordable. I think we're looking at the land use issues that are involved, and one of my concerns would be looking at the project that must be B, where it shows the two houses butting up against each other. One of the things that does provide, now that I look at it clear, is it provides a little more open space. And one of the things that's likely to pop up in the future of this place, I would think, as happens with many single family homes, is you want a storage building. Well, I don't know that a storage building could be put on this one anywhere because of setbacks and maybe requirements. Whereas in this one, there may be a possibility of putting in a storage building. Same way, obviously, with one proposed duplex with one building, obviously substantial open space for people to hang out, have a barbecue, to have whatever, whatever they might want to have. So I think that was part of our original concept and plan when we talked about, two separate, one building on each parcel. Was that then permitted for a little more usable outdoor space for the families? And at the time, we were thinking it would aid in a reduced cost by having a duplex type of a structure rather than two separate buildings. Now, what we've heard previously is that they're having smaller houses donated to them, and obviously that's going to help reduce the cost. So, I don't necessarily want to have put them through the trouble and expense of a public hearing. But it does concern me that now we're looking at something totally different, like Mr. Ross said.
Mr. Chairman, are we being asked to make a choice between Plan A or Plan B?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I think what we're being asked to do is to allow either one based on what their opportunities are.
The other issue I had, there are other questions I had pertaining this request is that item number 5 of the conditions stated that as part of the site plan review, we'd be looking at the front, side, and rear elevation drawings of the buildings. We're not seeing that today. I mean, we kind of saw that before with a building where there was a unit on top, mm-hmm. where the had a shared front entrance, but I don't see that with these, with the materials that have been presented tonight. So, and again, I'm not saying that in any attempt to delay any proceedings. It's just that if that was one of our conditions for us to approve this, then either we need to change that also, or wait for the receipt of that.
Well, Mr. Abbott's notes there at the last couple sentences indicate these conditions originated with the commission. We have the authority to amend them. And I think what it would be the part of the one condition that says that the units be in the form of two separate buildings, and then further condition four about the two buildings. And so we've got these options. But like I believe it was, I heard the chairman say, I think they were dealing with some donated or had the ability to have a donated recycled building that will keep their costs down, keep this initiative moving in a forward direction, while providing housing for four families on this site, not breaking the bank and being able to expand that way.
Well, not being in the construction business, I don't know what additional expense it would be incurred to have those two buildings attached, as shown in, and was that Plan A, Plan B? This looks like they just moved the two buildings together, whereas this one shows the same two buildings being separated. So I'm not sure what, I would assume there might be a firewall that would have to be built.
Probably.
Yeah,
I don't know that it's a tremendous expense.
I think you're going to have some energy savings by putting them together, and aesthetically it's going to fit into what was presented, as I recall, at the public hearing. I think the major objection at the public hearing by the people that objected was that it's going to look bad, and they're trying to upscale the neighborhood. That's what I remember. I'm not saying that's good or bad, but as a result, I think it was the applicant that proffered, you know, let's put them together, let's do it this way, and it'll fit in. And so we stretched the ordinance to the max in square footage and reducing, and I think didn't they have to go to the Board of Adjustments to get some setback?
No, not on this one.
So, I mean, on a square footage basis, we're more dense than the ordinance, and that's cool. But I don't want to get too far away from what was presented at the public hearing, because that's just disrespectful, that process, whether it's right or wrong or whatever. And looking at it, you know, I think Plan B, we're just taking one of those buildings and we're going to have an added entrance. I don't see where that's a huge deal, you know. But in Plan A, we're having four buildings with a separation, and I think that is significantly different than what was in. So it depends on, you know, how fast do people want to move and what's acceptable. If it's really Plan A that they want, well, then maybe it's worth going through the public hearing again and seeing if we can get through that process. Or if Plan B is something that they can live with, well, then maybe that's something we can solve tonight.
Well, I guess that would be one way of expressing it. I will say, though, that if we require them to go through the public hearing, I think the very least we should do is waive the fee, for one thing. I mean, these folks are... This is not a profit-making enterprise here. They're trying to do something good for their community, and I know that we all want to help them do that, and I know we have to do it within accordance to the rules. I'm good with all that, but they've already paid it once, and I also think we should try to expedite it for them if that's what we're going to do. I'm not particularly bothered by it. I think that the folks who are opposed to it are going to be opposed to whatever happens there. I don't think it's going to matter. And frankly, I don't think it's the people who live in this neighborhood that have the issues. It's the people that live in this neighborhood that have the issues with it. There's that saying, it is what it is, and that's what it is.
there's an area here where people are desperately trying to provide decent housing for people who otherwise can't afford it, and I think we want to permit some flexibility for that. They're not asking to do it in the development next door. They're asking to do it here, and I'm more inclined, I think, to be flexible. However, I understand what you're saying, and if that's what the commission decides to do, if there's no fee and we expedite it for them, which is relatively easy to do these days since we're not very busy, then okay, if that's what we're going to do, that's what we're going to do.
And couldn't we say that I give them I'm ready to, unless somebody tells me why we should to say no, but Plan B, I don't have a problem with.
Right, that meets what we spelled.
Yeah, and I agree.
Is there an option to say, yeah, because it's just so much different. But can't we just say, okay, we'll accept Plan B, if they so choose, they can come back to a public hearing. We'll waive the fees.
I think Plan B is probably acceptable itself, and if for some reason Plan A comes alive again, then they can just
they can
have come to
back.
Back. Just have
and
to
we'll
back.
Waive the fees at that
and
point.
And we'll waive the fee at that time. And do a public hearing again, but yeah, Plan B it pretty much conforms to the original.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
really
just
does.
An entrance.
So, okay, good.
If we can get them preliminary approval tonight, then they can move forward.
Well, you can do that on Plan B, but not Plan A. Yeah,
the clock has got to be ticking, and they can start working.
Figure
with
out a way to put that into a motion.
Engineering,
but number five would have to be waived as well.
Right.
Yeah, the elevation. Yeah, that would have to be changed.
So, okay.
Mr. Chairman, it might maybe
sure,
that we,
you're the man.
That we table this at this point and come back.
No.
At the,
no.
But
no.
I mean,
it's just approval.
While you approve the motion,
we can handle
to
this.
Allow Mr. Johnson to work on the motion.
He's got it on the fly.
So then roll.
I got it.
Okay, off the cuff. Here we go.
That's right. Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve as a preliminary site plan option B as presented to us with the notation that condition number 5 is hereby waived, that being that the elevation drawings of the buildings having to be presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission. That's all we need.
Okay. Second.
You'll let final approval be subject.
Subject to,
us.
To, yeah.
Well, given that we haven't seen the elevations, I think it should be brought back to the commission.
I thought you waived
that.
We just waived that.
We just waived that.
I meant that for the preliminary, but okay.
Oh
no. Never. I mean, because that has to be presented as part of the final, anyhow, does it not?
No, not really.
You don't do the elevations on the final?
In fact, I think that's kind of a bad precedent to start looking at architectural details at site plan. I mean, I know it made sense for us at the time, but the more I think about it, I'm thinking that's probably not a good thing to do anyway.
Okay, well, there hasn't been a second yet, right?
There was.
The West.
But you're good. You already exempted it.
I've already exempted it. Okay, good.
Okay.
I did a better job than I realized.
All right. And
We're the final subject to staff receiving all agency approvals.
It's been moved and seconded to approve conditional use number 1722 site plan B, Burton Avenue, for Warren Sumlin project for the reasons stated in the motion and with the stipulation stated in the motion. And with the final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all permits. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carry.